Today we're going to talk about what happens, Rachmana Leslan, if a person has to eat on Tisha B'Av, and they therefore have to bench. Do you say Nachem in benching? Nachem is a bracha that we certainly add into Shemona Esrei at Mincha and Tisha B'Av. There is a significant discussion as to why it is that it's only at Mincha and Tisha B'Av. The Yerushalmi tells us that Nachem is Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora, and therefore should be said at every single tefillah on Tisha B'Av. The Bavli doesn't make any mention of Nachem at all. There's no mention of Nachem in Talmud Bavli at all. So somehow we come to this compromise that we say it only during Mincha on Tisha B'Av, but that's a discussion for a different time. Our discussion is, what about during benching? So the Darkei Moshe, Sim Tav Kuf Mem Zayin Oz Beis, writes, Kosov Maharil, according from the Maharil, Milchus Tisha B'Av, Amud Reish Mem Hei, Simin Yud Aleph, that someone who eats on Tisha B'Av has to say Nachem in benching. But you don't have to repeat benching if you skip Nachem on Tisha B'Av. And the Rama writes this in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Nun Zayin, that mi she'achal b'Tisha B'Av yomer Nachem b'birchas hamazon. The Gra disagrees. The Gra says that it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Yamim she'ein ben karbon musaf, any day that there's no karbon musaf, so there's no askara b'birchas hamazon. There's nothing to say in birchas hamazon. There's no karbon musaf on Tisha B'Av, and therefore there should be no nachem in birchas hamazon. So what on earth is the Rama talking about with the din of nachem in birchas hamazon? Now obviously this doesn't really come up all that much, because if a person has to eat on Tisha B'Av, why does this not come up that much? Who's going to wash, right? No one's going to wash when they eat on Tisha B'Av. They're going to have something, you know, they'll drink a little bit, they'll have some crackers or something. It's not really going to happen that a person is going to wash. But let's say a person decided that, you know, it's a pregnant woman has a craving for a tuna fish sandwich or something. I don't know. They say tuna is not so healthy for pregnant women. Whatever, an egg salad sandwich. So she wants to have a sandwich. She wants to eat bread. So, okay, so if a person is going to wash, so it doesn't come up that much, but it does, the discussion does shed light on the nature of Nachem, and particularly how it would or wouldn't relate to benching. So the Kasha, the Bir Gra asks on the Ramah, seems like a pretty strong Kasha. It's a Beferish Gemara. Any day it doesn't have a Karbon Musaf, there's no Askaris Mein Amora in benching. So why in the world would there be a Nachem in benching? I found three approaches to be Miyashiv the Kasha. One is the Kleisenberger in the Chuvas Divrei Yitziv, Archaim Chelik Beis Simin Reishman Dalid Os Beis, where he says that the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Chav Hei that anyone who eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av is Eino Zoche V'Roa B'Simchas Yerushalayim. When a person eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, it's a terrible thing. That person is not going to be Zoche to see the Simchas Yerushalayim. But someone who has to eat because they're sick, so obviously they're not included in that klala, they're not included in that idea that they're not going to be Zoche V'Roa B'Simchas Yerushalayim. So he says that's why they were Mesakin to say Nachem in Birchas Muslim as a way of demonstrating that yes, I may be eating and drinking on Tisha B'Av, but it's not because I forgot that it's Tisha B'Av, it's not because I'm ignoring the meaning and the value of Tisha B'Av, I'm also being mitzvahed in the Avelus of Yerushalayim, it's just that I have no choice, I have to eat. Then the Kleisenberger suggests in Os Dalid a second explanation to explain why it is that we would include Nachem in Tisha B'Av, and also not because of Haskaras Me'ena Ma'ora, a different reason he says, that once a person starts to eat, it's very easy to lose track of what he should and should not be doing. Meaning, once he starts to eat, he might eat more than is necessary, he might enjoy himself more than is necessary. The Chayyadim and Klau Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Bey says that a person should only eat Kedekiyum Aguf, whatever he needs to be able to survive. He shouldn't overindulge himself, shouldn't sit down to a steak and a bottle of wine or whatever. You know, a person should eat only a basic, whatever he needs, a very basic kind of food for his sustenance. And certainly, if he's eating, it's very likely that he's going to start having start being makel with the other inyanim of Avelus, and there's no heter for that. So Nachem is not a way of demonstrating, but it's a reminder to himself. Reminded to himself that it's still Tisha B'Av and that he still has to observe the laws of Tisha B'Av. And says the Kleisenberger, Vim Kain, Yesh Bezek Pei De Gedola. It's something we should be very makvid about. Umi Kol Shkein Achshav, Debavon Oseinu Rabim Rabim Yichshalu. He says a lot of people are nichshal in many of the dinim of Avelus of Tisha B'Av. Me'eroi Ligdor Geder. So we should make this Geder that even if a person has to eat, to say Nachem L'Sabel B'Toch Aveli Tzion V'Yerushalayim Old Yoshev Hashem Yarchamenu B'mehir V'yamenu Amen. And he says, maybe that's why I've seen people that even when they have to eat on Tisha B'Av because they're ill, they only eat Midi D'mezoni. They don't eat Asudas Lechem. They don't involve in Birchas HaMazon. Not only because of the suffix about whether you say Nachem, they're trying to avoid the suffix brachos, but because Harchaka, the Migdar Milsa, that they're going to have to eat. They don't want to indulge themselves. So that is a second explanation of the Shita Sarama. A third explanation, I saw in the Shiurei Harav on Inyani Avelos V'Tishbav, Rav Shechter's notes from the Rav Shiurim on Tishbav that was written up by Rav Eliakim Konigsberg in Simen Lamed, he writes a different explanation. He says there's a fundamental distinction between, let's say, saying Yalav Yavo and Ritzei on the one hand versus Nachem and Al Hanisim on the other hand. Yalav Yavo and Ritzei are Haskaros Be'emtza Bracha. It's what we call Haskaros Me'en Amor, mentioning the day, and that is a chiyuv to do when you have days that are special, days that are unique. Nachem and Al Hanisim are simply Arichus Lashon VeHemshecha Bracha. They are an Arichus added into part of the fabric of the Bracha, meaning it's not something else that's superimposed on the Bracha, it becomes part of the fabric of the Bracha. The Bracha itself is elongated. It's an Arichus Lashon of the Bracha. He says that's why the Gemara in Shabbos there says that we're Maskir Al Hanisim Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara in Shabbos said that if there's no Korban Musaf, there's no Haskaras Mein Amoris. So the Gemara asks, what about Al Nisan? There's no Kabbar Musaf on Purim, there's no Kabbar Musaf on Chanukah. So what does the Gemara say? Mishum to presume Nisa Shaini. What does that mean? That Nisim is not, when it's only for presume Nisa, it's not a Haskara Alayom. It's a Zikaron of the Nais, which is an Arichus Lashon within the Bracha. And that's not included in the rule of Yom Shein Ben Musaf, Ein Ben Haskara, Bebirch Samazan. He says the same is true when it comes to Nachem. It's not considered a separate Haskara, it's an Arichus of the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, and that's why it belongs in Birchas HaMazon. Rav Shechter explains this concept a little bit further in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Hei Os Tez Zayin, that Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora isn't even shaykh to a day that's only a day midrabanan. Because why do we have to be Maskir Mein HaMa'ora? Where does that come from, the idea of mentioning a special day? Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. That Kol Yom Yom Tein Lo Me'ein Birchosav. That each and every day has to be recognized for its unique character. A day can only have unique character on a Daraisa level. On a Drabbanan level, it's our hanhagos of how we act toward that day. But the inherent day, the day in having any sort of inherent character, that's only shayich on a Daraisa level. And the ikr chiyuv of Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora, the halacha would be that you're machzirin also, that if a guy forgets it, he goes back, because that's a separate chiyuv, as opposed to something that's not really Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora, it's just an arichus dvarim, you wouldn't be machzirin also. Parenthetically, it should be pointed out, Rav Shechter always quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, that the idea that we're machzirin also, if a person forgets Yalav Yavo, a person forgets, let's say, a person forgets something in benching or in davening that he has to repeat, it's not that he wasn't Yotzei the Tefillah, let's say. He was Yotzei the Tefillah. He wasn't Yotzei Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora. And it therefore turns out that it's a huge heter that he's allowed to repeat. Because normally you're not allowed to say all these brachos levatala, 7 brachos of Shmon Esrei, or 19 brachos of Shmon Esrei, depending on the, right? You can have, if it's Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora, 19 brachos of Shmon Esrei, brachos levatala, you already Yotzei Tefillah. But the din of Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora is so chashuv that in order to be Yotzei Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora, we allow you to say all 19 brachos again, just so that you could fit in the context of Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora. But when it comes to Al Hanisim, that's entirely different. The whole idea is just to be ma'arich hoda'a b'tfilah. And that's what Rav Shechter points out, that many people are matbid, that they don't say Al Hanisim, they say V'Al Hanisim. You ever wonder why in the Siddur the Vav is in parentheses? Right? It says V'Al Hanisim, because in order to indicate that it's a hemshech to the beginning of the Nusach HaBracha of Modi Menach Lach, Al Nisecha Shevachol Yom Imanu, Al Nufasecha Shevachol Eis, V'Al Hanisim, that it's all connected. And that's why we don't mention Chanukah Purim in the Bracha of Al Amichya, because the whole nature of the Bracha of Al Amichya is that it is a Bracha Ketzara, it's a short bracha. The whole nature of Al Hanisim is that it is an arichus lashon of a bracha. So the two just don't stem. They don't fit. Haskaras Mein HaMa'ora, that you would do in Al Hamichya. Now, so it turns out that according to all three explanations of the Ramah, Nachem is not really askaras meina ma'ora. And the truth is, it makes sense that that would be the case, because we always paskin like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is the one that said that Nachim is a din of askaras meina ma'ora. The Bavli didn't even have Nachim. So it seems that all the Rishonim that recommend saying Nachim would assume that it's not a din of askaras meina ma'ora, and that's why we only say it at Mincha, and we throw it into a benching for these practical concerns of what a person's attitude is going to be toward the day, or the idea of the arichus of the bracha. However, there does seem to be one more element that has to be ironed out over here. This is not the only fast day where a person might have to eat on a fast day and might be faced with this situation. There is a discussion in Poskim: what if a person has to eat on Yom HaKippurim and he has to bench on Yom HaKippurim? Does he say Yalav Yavo in benching if a person has to bench on Yom Kippur? So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches Seif Yud writes, Chola Sha'achal B'Yom HaKippurim V'Nisiyashiv Daito B'Inyan She'yachal Levarech Tzarech LaHazkir Shal Yom HaKippurim B'Ruchas HaMazon. It's interesting the way the Shulchan Aruch phrases it. A person has to eat on Yom Kippur, and then by the time benching comes around, he's focused enough to be able to bench. I mean, the assumption is he was so sick, he's a cholesh yesh basakonet, he only had to eat in Yom Kippur, that at the time that he started eating, there's no way he would have been able to bench, because he's not in the siyashiv daito. But by the end, by the time he finishes eating, he's in the siyashiv daito, he's able to bench. What does he do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, he should say Yalav Yavo in Bonei Yerushalayim. Magen Avram quotes those who are cholik over there. Magen Avram says, no Yalav Yavo. So it's a little bit strange, because in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Mechaber is machmir to say Yalav Yavo. Magen Avram says not to. In Hilchos Tishbav, the Mechaber does not say anything about saying Nachim in benching. And the Magen Avram is Mekabel the Shita of the Ramah that you do say Nachim in benching. So it's flipped from Yom Kippurim to Tishbav. So the Kleisenberger in the Tshuvas Divrei Tziv, or Chaim Sivan Reish Mem Dalit, is Miyashev this Magen Avram as follows, that the bracha of Nachim in Birchas HaMazon Tishbav is a hemshech of it's a form of the bracha that we add into benching in a Beis HaAvel. A lot of people are unaware of this. It doesn't appear in the standard benchers that in a Beis HaAvel, when there is benching, there is a special bracha of Nichum Avelim that is actually added into the benching. Someone told me they were with Rav Shachter when he was sitting Shiva for his mother, and they had to say the benching, and he pulled out a Shulchan Aruch to find the text of the bracha to read it, because it didn't appear in the bencher. So there is a bracha of Nichum Avelim in benching that is already Mesukan in benching. So says the Kleisenberger, so you can have a bracha for Avelus of a Yachid, but for Avelus Chadasha, for a new Avelus, you're not going to have a bracha for Avelus Yeshana, and therefore that's what the Nachim is doing in benching, according to the Magen Avram, because it's already there anyway for Avelus Chadasha, so it should be there for Avelus Yeshana as well. But anyway, according to what we're saying, the whole question doesn't begin, because it's not a din in Haskaras Mein Amar, it's an entirely separate din. Whether it be, because it's only in Arichus Devarim, whether it be so that it could remind you, it's an entirely separate din. Even considering all that, we have to remember, this is a Ramah, the Mechaber doesn't agree about saying Nachim in benching. Rav Avadia Yosef, not surprisingly, in Yechav Adas, Chela Gimel Simen Mem writes that a person who is sick, or pregnant, or nursing, who has to eat on Tisha B'Av, Ein lomar nachim b'berchas hamazon, because it is only mesukan to be said during tefillah, since it is a yom tainis. And he quotes many rishonim along these lines, and he says b'af al pi sharama kasav shechol shochol tzorch lomar nachim b'berchas hamazon. Even though the Rama says that you should, kvar dachu ha'achronim es tevarav me'alacha, he's already been rejected the halacha. Ukumavur be'al yarabba v'chein pasukagon rabbein eliyahu mivilna v'bi. You notice what he's doing. He's showing that Ashkenazi Achronim have rejected the Rambam. I mean, to say that Svardim aren't, that's easy. That, you know, the Mechaber doesn't mention it. But he points out all the Ashkenazi Achronim that reject the Rambam, the Gra and the Eliyahu Rabba. So if they reject the Rambam, he thinks that even for Ashkenazim, who normally are Yotzim, Biyad Ramah, as Rav Avadia always likes to say, even the Ashkenazim, he thinks, should not say Nachem in Birchas HaMazon. But once again, this is a shaila that doesn't really come up that much, but it does shed light on a number of inyanim about Haskaras Me'en HaMa'or and the very nature of Nachem as it is.